So this movie review, you can submit it to the New York Times. So, but what it, we'll call him Cliff, because I don't remember his name. Well, it doesn't matter. So, but Allie was her name, and she was full of life, you know. And so, well, if you recall, in the you know, they met as kids, and so they had a little scrapbook from their childhood, and the last page supposedly said, "And the let the adventure begin." And so the Cliff was kind of a sorry sort, a man who really lived life looking ahead in the future as his marriage went on, always hoping for the adventure, always trying to save money for it, but then couldn't realize it. And then after Ellie died, then his life was spent looking backwards, trying to hold on to all the symbols of Ellie, the house and the mailbox and the pictures. And near the end of the movie, you discover that Ellie was really the opposite. For her, life was the adventure. And he discovers as he opens up the scrapbook that, in fact, Ellie had been adding pages, let the adventure begin. And for her, it had pictures of all the moments of her life with him. And she was a person who symbolized someone who lived the present moment. So here they are. They're both in love. It's a wonderful spousal image again of the beloved. And so here we have this picture of marriage and they really were very much, they're both in love with one another. But what a difference their lives were in the way that they experienced the present moment. That was the main difference. And so one of them was very limited in his life experience and Ellie very rich in her life experience. They both did the same things. But it was how they looked at it. And I think this is such a lesson for the spiritual life. You know, we're all in love with God, or we wouldn't be here. And we all know God's in love with us, that we're the beloved. But we don't want to be like the husband, we want to be like Ellie. And the way to do that is caught, I think, in this first reading today, a beautiful passage, although the new translation I don't like. Grace upon grace is the old translation, I think. The monks at Snowmass sing it. It's this haunting melody that just keeps repeating grace upon grace upon grace. I'll never forget it. But it's grace upon grace. That was Ellie's scrapbook, you know, grace upon grace. That's how she experienced her life. He was still looking for the gift, for the grace. And then after she died, he kept looking back for it. And of course, the lesson is it was always here. And this is then how I think we can feel deeply that we're beloved sons and daughters of God, and how we can experience deeply our love for God, so that at the end of our life, there's no regrets and there's just this wonderful bond of love. And that is, we have to live in the present moment. We have to live in the present moment. That's the key to spirituality. God is in the present moment. And the present moment is the awareness, not just that of now, but it's the awareness that now is the moment that I can encounter God. And that this moment is exactly the moment God is giving me to live. It's His gift. It's grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. It's every moment. We can sit here even now. I've done this in a few homilies and think, when's this going to end? The guy has made his point. It's time to move on, whatever. And already I'm at lunch or breakfast or whatever is next, and I move on. That's one way to live. Another is even as you listen to someone speak, a kind, I think, Teresa of Avila calls it a spiritual recollection. Even as a person speaks, you're still in tune that God is here. God is actually hearing the homily, or taking in the snowfall, or plowing the snow, or walking over here through your eyes, through your feelings, through your thoughts. This seems to be how He's present to us. Every hair is counted, the Scripture says. We can give God anything, it seems to me. This is what we give God, the moment to experience through us. And we experience the moment through Him. This is it. In this moment, God sees through me, and I see with God. And God is present, and everything that is happening is fine. Whether it be a moment of prayer, or a difficult class we're teaching, or an interview that's gone too long, whatever it is, the moment is fine. God is here. What a way to live. How can we not, if we live that way, end life saying the same thing that St. John says? My goodness, it's just been grace upon grace.